Podcast. I am your host, Frank Gray, with my co-host, Lance McGann. What's going on, Lance? How you doing, man?
Not much. We have some exciting news today, don't we?
Yeah, we do. You know, I think we need to talk about it because, this is something that kind of came last year. I think it was last year. It kind of came like a tidal wave. And before you knew it, it was gone. And people were standing around with their mouths hanging open like, did that just happen? And what happened? You know what I mean?
It was like a tsunami, right?
Right. And what we're talking about is California, the CalHAF, California Dream for All program. People might be familiar with it, but that's the program, Lance, where they're, the state of California is basically giving people a 20% down payment.
Yeah, it's not necessarily free money, but it's almost free.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It's a shared equity deal where they give you the 20% down, but down the road when you sell the house, right, they mm-hmm. want their money back. Plus they want 20% of your equity. So,
if you do all the numbers, it's kind of like the money's almost free, because if you were paying for your PMI, right?
Yeah.
That all that adds up.
And it does.
That 20%, you're getting almost a free loan for 20%, lowers your monthly payment, takes off your PMI, and you're able to get into a home of your dreams.
Yeah, and you can get into a lot more home, because you're putting that 20% down. So,
right.
And like you said, it takes PMI out of the equation. So then your payment's lower, so you qualify for more. It was really, really helpful in that regard. Now, the issues last time around were that they only gave out, I think it was $250 million. I think that's what it was. Maybe it was $300 million. I can't remember what the number was. And, they had qualifying eligibility parameters that, let's just be honest, they weren't that difficult to meet for the typical first-time home buyer out there. So, long and short of it, it got gobbled up so fast. Remember, Lance?
Oh, yeah, it was like gone in a week, it seemed like.
It was. Like, I think it was literally a week.
Yeah.
So everybody was trying to jam in there and get it, and it just went so fast, and it was there and it was gone. It was just, over as quick as it started. And I remember a lot of people were frustrated. I had a few that didn't make it in. I did. We tried our best and they just didn't make it, and there was nothing we could do about it. It's just the way it was set up. So
yeah. And you're like, hey, I need your paperwork. I need your paperwork. And they're like, oh yeah, I'll get it to you. I want to get that 20%. Sorry, bud, you missed it.
You missed it. Exactly. We even had some that, we're even further down the line. We were going for it and we were just trying to get it in, and just, we just got, it just got overwhelmed. Not everybody could get it. It was just too many people wanted it. And mm-hmm. the issue was the eligibility requirements were broad enough that it was open to a wide enough demographic of people to make it like that tsunami. Like, it was just, there were way more people that met the criteria than they had money to
allocate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they've made a big change this time. So with the eligibility.
Doesn't surprise me. What's the changes?
So the big change now is there's two things. Okay. One is the eligibility requirement. Not only do you have to be a first time home buyer, according to, you still have your income thresholds, right? Your CalHAF income. So that didn't change. So you do have income thresholds, right? You have, minimum or maximum income you can make, which actually in reality is pretty liberal for this program. It's pretty good. But you have to be a first time home buyer, just like last time. CalHAF's definition is you cannot have owned a property in the past 3 years, basically. It's basic. Right.
Okay.
So that's common, right? That's okay. But now they've added a new twist in that. The new twist is at least one of the borrowers. So if, let's say you got two borrowers, a borrower and a spouse or significant mm-hmm. other or whatever you want to say, right? Two people co-borrow, right? Two people buying, married couple, whatever. Both of those people have to be first-time home buyers, according to CalHAF rules, right? But at least one of them. And so this means if there's only one of you, right, you're not doing it with somebody else. If it's just you, both of these requirements fall on you. But at least one of them in a two-person situation, has to not only be a first-time home buyer, but has to be a first-generation home buyer.
Wow.
First generation. So what does that mean per Cal Hafa? Are you ready to hear?
Yeah, because it's pretty broad. Like, let's hear the definition.
So at least one person, if there's two people buying, right, at least one person has to be, both people have to be first-time homebuyers, but at least one of them has to meet first-generation homebuyer status, which is this. A first-generation homebuyer is defined as a homebuyer who has not been on title, held an ownership interest, or have been named on a mortgage to a home on permanent foundation, right, in the United States for the last 7 years. And so now you're thinking, okay, well, that might still work, right? What if I'm truly a first-time homebuyer? I haven't owned a home in the past 3 years, nor have I owned a home in the past 7 years, right? But then they say, and, so you got to fit that require, and, right, to the best of the home buyer's knowledge, whose parents, biological or adoptive, do not have any present ownership interest in a home in the United States, or if they're deceased, whose parents did not have any ownership interest at the time of their death. So, okay. So you truly have to be a first generation home buyer. So
are they tracking this? Is it just an affidavit? I'm swearing.
I'm not sure. That's a good question, but I guarantee you they're going to have a way to figure it out. Right. They're not going to let that just, oh, you haven't? Great. Come on in. No, they're going to make sure that that's bona fide. Wow. Right. Oh, there's a third option, which is an, or if you can't meet that, you know, those two things, or if you personally grew up in the foster care system, basically, if you were a foster care kid living in foster care homes, you were considered a first generation. So those are the criteria. So first time home buyer, check.
First generation,
not so easy to check that box.
Right. Right.
There's going to be a lot of people who fit first time home buyer whose parents currently own a house.
Oh yeah. It's going to eliminate tons of people.
Tons. Okay. So yeah, that's going to stream that. That's going to filter that way down. And the other thing that's new is it's a lottery.
No. Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's a lottery. So now, so you have to get your paperwork in between April 1st and April 30th. Okay. You've got 30, that's your 30-day window to get your application paperwork into Cal Hafa, of course, where they're more than likely, that's where they're going to vet if you meet these requirements, right? Mm-hmm. And if you do meet it, you're going to be in the lottery. So that would be April. So May 1st, first week of May or so, is when they're going to let you know if you got it.
Man, I'm glad you're sharing this, because I've been seeing this Dream for All program all over the internet.
Right.
They make it sound so easy, and I'm like, there's got to be a catch.
Their big time is. They've really curtailed it down from the last time significantly. It's nowhere near like what it's going to be last time, or what it was last time. But you know what? Here's the good news, Lance. You know what the good news is?
They got you.
Right. And you, right? And so, because what we can do is this. I mean, I would say if anybody who's listening to this or watching or listening to it, if you think you might fit, but you don't know for sure, you want to just have another look at this, just get a hold of Lance. We'll give you his number here at the end. Lance will have a chat with you, hand you off to me. And if you don't fit the Dream for All, there are other products that Cal Hafa offers, and there's a grant program. Yeah. There's an FHA grant program out there. You literally get the down payment for free, the FHA down payment for free. And Cal Hafa has great products where you can get in for, you know, no down payment money out of your pocket. Right. And they even have,
they're gonna have some closing cost money, but yeah.
Well, Cal Hafa is free money. Yeah. Cal Hafa's even got that program where it's two put together, where not only do you get the down payment money, but you get the closing cost money too. Right. Wow. So there's other products that are available. They're great programs. You know, they'll get you into a home, you know, and that's really, isn't that the main thing, Lance? Let's get in, right?
Let's get in. Yeah. What's the credit score requirement on these grant programs?
Pretty low. Typically 640 is what you're looking for. Yeah. Okay. I mean, they could probably go to 620. I'd have to look at that to be positive on each particular program, but 620, you know, 620, 640. So it's okay. Reasonable, very reasonable.
Right.
You know, very reasonable. And they're good products. You know, they're good products that get you in. And the other thing too is, and what I think if you're listening, you may have talked to somebody else and another loan company, maybe they've tried to steer you. I shouldn't say steer. That's not legal. Maybe they've said that they can't really do them, right? Because they can be cumbersome to.
A little challenging to get done. That's
correct.
For sure.
And so some lenders would just opt out of even offering them because they just know that it's such a paperwork challenge that it can be difficult. But I'm here to tell you, brother, we're a broker, right? And we've got a wholesale lender. We just put a CalHAFA loan through. My goodness, bro. It just sailed like grease lightning, man. Just like it was no problem. It just went right through like nothing else. The only little thing that kind of gets in the way, not in the way, but extra little thing that most people have to do is you got to take a home buyer course, right? You have to go through an educational.
What is it, a 6-hour class or 8-hour
yeah.
class?
Yeah, something like that.
It's simple.
It is.
My friend did that. She's like, you know, it's very informative. She learned a lot and, you know, she got the free money. So it was a sign
yeah.
up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the thing about it is it is easy. It does take a little bit of time to get through it, but actually you learn a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you learn a lot when you go through it. And if you're a first-time home buyer, good stuff to know.
Absolutely. Yeah. She got in the first program.
Yeah.
And she was blessed, but she learned a lot and she's a smart cookie too. So
yeah. Yeah. It's good stuff. So I would just say, man, if you're interested, just get a hold of Lance and he'll talk to you first and then he'll pass you over to me and we'll figure things out from there. And even if you can't fit the California dream for all, you'll more than likely be able to fit into one of the other CalHAFA products or the other FHA grant product that, you know, it's just, it'll get you in the door. What's the best way for him to reach you, Lance? What's the number?
Give me a call, 209-986-9292. That's 209-986-9292.
There you go. That's the best way to reach Lance. And don't forget, guys, yes, you can with Lance McCann, my friends. And you can find Lance anywhere. You find Lance online, no problem. Lance McCann, awesome realtor, Stockton, California. He's the only one out there. You can't miss him. He's a dashing young man ready to help you with all of your real estate needs. So give him a call.
Thank you, Greg.
You bet, buddy. Yeah, so just give Lance a call, and we'll start working on this together. So with that, we'll go ahead and sign off. We'll catch up with you guys here next time. See you, Lance. Have a good one.
Take it easy, bud. Have a good one.
See you, everybody else.